to appear. That's each and every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Legends of the Game with Jay Randolph Sr., brought to you by Luke Fuse Toyota.
It's Thursday. It's 9 o'clock, and that means one thing. It's time to talk Hoosiers and Hummers.
A time for all the Hoosiers to call out one another.
You're right, man. There is some good gravy around here.
It's Hoosiers and Hummers on the Morning Grind.
Lewis, don't play games with these people.
906, Morning Grind, 590 The Fan. It's your chance to get involved and talk Hoosier. I want to focus on Likes to Fight Guy today, personally, because it is a fascinating topic. It's a complete ripoff of Jim Rome. But here in St. Louis,
that's
especially
what you do.
That's what I do. Well, preferably Stern or Rush, but yeah, Jim Rome sometimes. You have a lot of Hoosiers. With the Lake of the Ozarks, Kansas City's nearby, Columbia, Missouri, that's another haven for Likes to Fight Guy. I wonder why Likes to Fight Guy is the way he is, and hopefully one of Likes to Fight Guy's will call in and tell us why he likes
to
fight.
I'm hoping that Likes to Fight Guy waits for you in the parking lot and knocks the snot out of you.
No, then Likes to Fight Guy will be Likes to Get Sued Guy, and then that's more money. 969-0590, star 590 on your singular wireless, toll free 866-326-0590. Chasey, get in here, whore. She was late today, and just kind of strolls in, and I'll maybe come to the studio when I want. I'll talk to producer Joe. Hey, Joe, what's going on? Get in here. What are you? Oh, something's wrong. Look at her. Can you tell a cat?
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter at all.
Something's wrong.
It's a little late.
I don't care you're late. You know I don't care about that.
What's
wrong?
Nothing.
Are you Likes to Fight Gal?
Yeah, what's your problem?
I've never been in a fight before.
Yeah, but you went to Parkway West and you went to Mizzou, so I know you've seen it.
When I have some alcohol in me, I feel like I can, but I never have.
I love this.
What does that mean? You get drunk and you're like, that girl over there is really ticking me off.
No, if there was like a confrontation with somebody, then I think I probably...
First of all, girls should never fight.
No, they shouldn't.
Okay, they're too smart for that. Girls should never fight. You should never get caught up in that. Men should be smart enough, but they're not.
I think some women, and maybe I'm wrong on this, I doubt it, but maybe I am, some women are turned on by Likes to Fight Guy. Now, usually those are, of course, are strippers or crack whores.
What about you? You like some of those Likes to Fight Guys are cute.
I just like guys who are in good shape and who wax their bodies.
Hello.
So I don't care if they fight or not. Yeah, they're soft. That's important to me, and preferably with a pierced nipple.
You're Likes to Be on Radio Guy, and you could be Likes to Get Out of the Hospital Guy if you keep ticking off these guys that want to fight.
I'm Likes Attention Guy.
Likes a lot of attention, guy.
I'm need attention, guy. 969-0590, star 590 on your singular wireless, toll free 866-326-0590. Are you Likes to Fight Guy for Hoosiers and Hummers, or do you know Likes to Fight Guy? And I assure you, the cat, that the majority of our audience are either Likes to Fight Guys or guys who very well know a Likes to Fight
Everyone
Guy.
Everyone knows a Likes to Fight Guy.
God, they're the worst. Chasey, what do you think? Are you turned on by a guy?
No.
I mean, your husband's definitely not Likes to Fight Guy.
No, he's not. I mean, he will if he has to. Everybody would, but he's not the initiator.
Not everybody.
Tim, you know, I was telling you a story during the break about a fraternity brother of mine that is employed as an executive.
This is great stuff.
Anyway, back in the day, in college, he was Likes to Fight Guy as a frat guy. That's understandable.
A lot of posers were like that.
But he legitimately liked it and would beat people up. So we go back to our fraternity reunion 2 years after we graduate, and Likes to Fight Guy became to Likes to Succeed in Business Guy, and is bragging about how well he's doing.
They
he's
got do the tend suit. To trend that way, you're right.
Okay, but he's a smart guy. You wouldn't look at him and know he's Likes to Fight Guy. So we start having a couple beers. All the old frat guys are back, and someone bumps into Likes to Succeed at Business Guy.
Now, is this
who
at
is this in a bar? In our own frat house.
Wow.
Someone bumps into Likes to Succeed at Business Guy, formerly Likes to Fight Guy, and because he had five or six beers in him, he reverted back to Likes to Fight Guy, said to the guy, hey, watch it, buddy. And the guy told him to, you know, to blank off.
Mm-hmm.
He handed his beer to me, went over, cold cocked him, knocked him out, and he was... Of course, because it's our frat house, immediately, and that guy wasn't in the frat, immediately got kick stomped and thrown out.
And this is a Jewish gentleman from New York?
Who? What?
Your guy.
No, I wasn't in a Jewish. I was the only Jew in the fraternity.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm just saying he was a middle class guy from Western New York, not poor and not insecure, great guy.
No, he's insecure.
And you would just know, you would never know looking at him.
What year Corvette did he have?
He did not have a Corvette.
How did his mustache look?
He did not have a mustache.
How did his goatee look?
I'm telling you, you cannot look at a guy and say he's Likes to Fight Guy. There's certain guys that have the appearance you'd say, okay, he's probably Likes to Fight Guy. But there might be a guy in a suit over there that doesn't have any of the trappings of the stereotype of Likes to Fight Guy, and you bump into him and you could get punched.
Striped shirt guy is Likes to Fight Guy.
Well, I can be striped shirt guy, and I know I'm not likes to fight guy. I'm likes to run my mouth guy.
You're likes to call my daddy guy.
But why is it, though, everybody watches the I hate fights. But
I enjoy
I
watching.
I've watch
always,
it.
I'm, you know who I don't like is the guy, I don't like likes to break up the fight guy.
You're egging people on.
I like to watch the damn thing. Why is there always that, you know, Desmond Tutu, Nobel Peace Prize winner that fancies himself as the police of the fight? Let these two Hoosiers beat the hell out of themselves. It's better.
Don't,
it's Darwinism at its finest.
If you know likes to fight guy, you want to break it up because he's embarrassing himself. There's another phenomenon, too. Back in college, there was likes to cheap shot guy. So when a brawl would break out, there was always the guy who would get a clean shot on someone, wasn't involved in the fight, saw an opportunity, and would pop someone.
The cat's exactly right on this. Usually it's a guy about my size. We'll call him the chicken hawk. And he has boots on that are usually lifts, because I know about that too. And he'll cut him in, and the guy's down, and that's when he comes in with the ghetto stomp.
Likes to cheap shot guy.
That's the move from likes to cheap shot guy. All right, we're talking likes to fight guys here in St. Louis, the Midwest. I know we have plenty of them. You know, though, if you drive by the Party Cove, that everyone there is likes to fight guy, correct?
Yeah. I agree with that. But And tell me if you agree with this, that there is a guy out there with a suit and a good job, and he is likes to fight guy in disguise.
Sure.
You don't know likes to fight guy just by looking at him.
But likes to fight guy isn't usually going to fight in his suit. He's going to fight when he gets in his powerboat. Oh, I think you're Nancy.
You bump into the wrong suit guy.
I don't think I've seen a fight in suits.
I have.
Thank you very much, Chasey.
Maybe that's an East Coast thing, but I've seen plenty of it.
969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless. Call in likes to fight guy today on Hoosiers and Hummers, brought to you by National Mortgage. Mark, you're on 590 The Fan, Hoosiers and Hummers. Mark.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hey,
likes
what a
delay
great
guy.
You guys are killing me. Everybody's hitting it all on the head, and what's key is I think alcohol is probably, 95% of it stimulates about 95% of
no
of,
question
of
about it.
Yeah,
all right.
And I agree with you. Typically, it's a guy with some type of facial hair, preferably some bad goatee, and he's borderline softball guy, too, kind of angry at the world, wants to make a statement type thing, but... As a matter of fact, Tim, I'm a Sigma Chi. I went to Eastern Illinois, so...
And hoax Sigma Winkes to you and your family.
Oh, thank you very much.
What? We're brothers! It's the greatest thing in the world. We're brothers!
Mark, based on the high-pitched voice, I'm guessing you're not likes to fight guy.
Correct.
Okay. Are you likes to cheap shot guy with me?
No, but I've seen a lot of that. You're sitting there, and an altercation's about to take place, and then you just, in your peripheral vision, you see a cheap shot guy take a shot at somebody, then that's when all hell breaks loose and punches her. Then you just duck down and get out of there.
It tends to, thank you, Mark, for the call. It tends to be the Hoosier, and he's right. You can see the guy. He does come in out of nowhere. He's the grassy knoll guy. He's the guy that comes out of nowhere. He's the third gunman. Two Hoosiers are beating the hell out of themselves. It's great. You have the peacemaker about to come in, and then you have the cheap shot guy. And they collide at the same time.
No, but usually there's more than one cheap shot guy waiting in the wings. By the way, that last guy was likes to be Alvin and the Chipmunks guy.
Hello. Ryan B., 590 The Fan, Hoosiers and Hummers.
I know, if Beer Cats is listening right now, he can back me up on this because we're from the same area. But over here on the east side, you guys haven't just cornered the market on likes to fight guy on the west side there. Over on the east side, especially in the area I live in, there's not a lot to do. And I think the likes to fight guy is just sitting around the house on like a Saturday night. Not much on television. I think I'll go to the bar and get drunk and get in a fight.
There are guys who go out looking for it.
Wow. There's no question. Those people need help.
Now, I'm not a little guy. I'm 6'2 and 230, but I hate to fight. I cannot stand getting in fights because that's not what I go out to do. I go out to get drunk.
Good.
You know, I go to the bar to drink. I don't go to the bar to fight. You know, if I wanted to fight, I'd become a professional boxer.
Amen.
But I have ran into several times the I'm little guy who wants to fight big guy.
I know those guys.
You know, the guy that's small, you know, he's about, well, let's say he's about Tim's size. And because I'm physically larger than him, he feels the need to fulfill whatever problems, whatever insecurities he has by picking a fight with me. And I don't understand that. And I know people call that the Napoleon syndrome or whatever, but I've noticed that particularly here in the bars on the east side, out in the sticks where I live, it's just a phenomenon. And what's funny is then once it happens, the other gorillas kind of just gather around. You know, it's like they all share the same brain. So, I don't know. It's not something that you guys have cornered over there in St. Louis, man.
Thank you, Ryan. Well, I'd label it more of a Kansas City, Lake of the Ozarks thing, but we definitely have it with St. Charles. I mean, you just have a lot of Hoosier communities.
I'm going to tell you a story when we come back. the last fight that I was in, and I had to fight, and it was really embarrassing.
Okay, then
why was it embarrassing?
I'll tell you about it.
You must have gotten your ass beaten.
Well, it's a deep tease.
All right, if you're going to tell a story, then I'm going to tell a story about the last time I was with a man in a bathhouse.
Tell that after, and I'll leave.
Okay, sounds good. It's 9:16. It's Hoosiers and Hummers here on 590 The Fan, KSFNS. We're talking likes to fight guy, likes to break up the fight guy, likes to cheap shot guy, and then there's likes to run his mouth guy from behind a microphone and would never back it up guy.
What about the girl? There's a girl that has to be in the mix, too, because
she's
it's her
likes
boyfriend
to strip girl
fighting.
No, she's and likes to do heroin.
She
girl
likes, she fights she's the likes other to protect girlfriend her man gal.
Yeah, so then
likes
there's
to graduate
a chick
from
fight
St. Charles West girl. 9:17 in the morning, you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS.
It's a can't miss September coming to 590 The Fan.